The World Series starts today. The Houston Astros will take on the Philadelphia Phillies in Houston. And to bring you up to speed with how these two teams got here and what we might expect, I'm joined by the Philadelphia Inquirer's Phillies beat writer, Alex Coffey. Hi, Alex.
Hey.
And the Astros beat writer for the Houston Chronicle, Chandler Rome. Hi, Chandler.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. And let's start with you, Chandler. So give us a rundown of the Astros season. What has been their story so far as they head toward this series?
They've dominated pretty much from start to finish. They won 106 games, which is the second most in a single season in franchise history. They have one of the best and deepest pitching staffs in baseball history. They led the American League in ERA. They are being carried here by their pitching, and it's something that they're headed by Justin Verlander, who's going to win the American League Cy Young Award. And then offensively, they've got Yordan Alvarez, who is one of the game's brightest sluggers. They've got Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman. This has just been a complete all-around team all season that really hasn't faced any roadblocks. They're 7-0 so far in the playoffs.
Okay, so Alex, give us the story of the Philly season. Once upon a time, there was a team that wasn't expected to make it to the World Series. Can you tell us how they got here?
Yeah, so it's funny. It's kind of the opposite story from the Astros. you know, they had a really rough start to their season. Didn't play very well in April and May. Were below 500. Then they fired their manager, Joe Girardi, in early June. And from there, they went above 500 and then 5 games above, 10 games above, and finished their season at 12 games above 500, just snuck into the playoffs. And since they've clinched, ending an 11-year playoff drought, they've just been playing free and easy and pretty much with nothing to lose and playing against teams that seem to have a lot to lose. And somehow that's been a winning formula for them. So they've gone 9-2 in the playoffs so far. And it's true that no one expected them to be here, but they've really relished in the underdog role.
Yeah. And who are the stars on this Phillies team? Who will we be watching?
Yeah. So definitely Bryce Harper would be the big one. Kyle Schwarber, Rhys Hoskins is hitting really well right now. And then on the pitching staff, it'd be Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola are their 1 and 2 guys.
And Chandler, what about the Astros? Will we be watching in that team?
Definitely Justin Verlander, who's going to start game one tonight. Probably one of the best pitchers of his generation. Yordan Alvarez in the middle of their lineup is probably their most feared hitter. Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker really kind of make that lineup go.
All right. So the Astros are not only expected to win, but they're drawing some animus among baseball players because just a few years ago, they were found to be cheating while on their way to the 2017 World Series victory. Can you remind us what happened then?
Yeah. So they had an illegal sign stealing scheme at Minute Maid Park where they put a camera in center field, fixated it on the catcher's signs, and then banged a trash can while watching it to convey to the batter at the plate what pitch was coming. Commissioner Rob Manfred decided not to punish the players. He decided to allow the Astros to keep their World Series title, but many in the sport view it as tainted. Many in the sport view it as illegitimate, and the Astros could really use another title to kind of validate themselves and the kind of say that they are a talented team and they didn't need to cheat to get that one World Series title.
Yeah, and if we know anything, it's that sports fans often carry grudges. But there is another interesting, I guess, nuance to this game, and that is that there's a bit of superstition surrounding the Phillies, Alex. There's been a lot of talk about the Philadelphia baseball teams and the economy. Can you explain this?
Yeah, people seem to think that every time the Phillies win a World Series, it means that a recession is coming. I don't really know who connected these dots, or I don't think that there is anything to it. But I mean, I guess, you know, if the pattern kind of speaks for itself, so I don't want to speak too quickly. But there is a little bit of superstition surrounding that. So hopefully if they win, we won't have a recession. But I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen?
So we've got Chandler hoping that they win so they can clear the the shadow of scandal when we've got Alex hoping that they win and a recession doesn't come so we can clear the superstition. Let's get your predictions, though, and let's go with you first, Alex. Who do you expect here to come out on top?
I mean, the Astros are definitely a deeper, more talented team, but you know, the Phillies have been playing and winning against those types of teams all postseason long. So I think I will say Phillies in seven. That's probably what I'll go with.
Chandler, your prediction?
I think the Astros are going to win this in five games. I just think they're on paper. Wow. They're just a lot better than the Phillies. They are a lot deeper. And their pitching staff has just been unhittable all season. And the Phillies really rely on outslugging teams. And I just don't think they're going to be able to outslug against the Astros pitching staff.
Okay, Chandler Rome of the Houston Chronicle and Philadelphia Inquirer's Alex Coffey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.